This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And the time that we've been waiting for is definitely finally here. We do have our international megastar, famously known for his song that has been trending a lot from last year up until now. I'm talking about the one and only Glenn Jones, who's also here in the country right now. So we're about to speak to him, actually. Mr. Glenn Jones, hi.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Welcome to South Africa. How has the country been treating you so far?
The country has been treating me fantastic. You know, it's always like that. This is my fourth time coming here to South Africa, and every time I come here, it's amazing. You know, the love that I've received. So I'm really excited and really glad to be here.
Thank you so much for that. Loving to hear that it's your fourth time being here. I can tell definitely you love this country. Finally, welcome. We're definitely excited to have you here. Just can you tell us a bit more about your tour and what actually brought you to our beautiful country this time?
Well, this is the All For You tour. You know, the record that you guys have just embraced, you know, so wholeheartedly, is the name of the tour. And basically, my brother and my friend Talani is responsible for bringing me here. You know, I've been here a few times for him, but he told me that he was going to bring me around this time, and we were going to really, you know, do it, you know, do it up. We were going to make it really nice. And that's why I'm here at Sun City at the Super Bowl, you know, for the 16th and the 18th. Yeah. And we want to invite everybody to come out. It's going to be amazing. There are a lot of songs besides All For You, you know, songs like All I Need to Know and We've Only Just Begun and Stay and Love Song that we're going to be playing. And I think it's a great weekend coming up. It's Father's Day weekend, so some of the ladies can treat their husbands or their men or their fathers, uncles, brothers or whatever to a great show, you know, and just come on and let's have a good time.
Definitely, definitely. We're coming out all in numbers. We definitely love your music here. And I just want to take it back just a bit. You know, so apparently your R&B career, you know, started with a feature from Norman Corners. Could you tell us a bit more about that? Had you already decided you want to sing R&B and soul, or it was also propelled by the success of that feature?
No, well, you know, when I met Norman, you know, I didn't have any intentions of singing R&B, but Norman, he heard my gospel record. I started writing gospel when I was around 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
And I did a couple of gospel albums. And Norman was good friends with my manager at the time. Her name is Louise West. She's an entertainment lawyer.
Yeah.
And she played him my gospel project. He loved it. And he asked me if I would, you know, fly to Washington, D.C. to have a meeting with him regarding a project that he was getting ready to do. He was an artist on Arista Records. Norman was an artist and a musician and a producer. So when we met, you know, we decided that, you know, we were a good match. So I flew out to California and worked on the record. That Melancholy Fire is my very first R&B record. And once the single was released from the album, which was the second single from the Ticket to the Limit album, it kind of just took off, you know, and I started getting, you know, lots of attention and getting phone calls and offers. So I decided to go with RCA Records, and that was the start of my R&B career.
Man, that's beautiful. And from that point on, your R&B and soul music has been doing so good all the way until now. What would you say is like the one thing that helps you or that has helped you achieve so much?
Well, my main objective has always been to do quality music. Mm. You know, I mean, you know, music has evolved and been through so many different changes, and there's been a lot of, you know, fads you know, type music, you know, different styles of music that has come. But I just basically tried to stay true to who I was as an artist and as a musician and a songwriter, and just do, you know, great songs, songs with great melodies and songs with great lyrics. And somehow that's stood the test of time. So I believe that's why I'm still, you know, I'm still relevant and I'm still doing, you know, what I do.
Definitely, definitely. It stood out to the test of time. And one song that definitely stood out the test of time, especially here in South Africa, is your song All For You. And last year, 2022, it made a turnaround right here in South Africa, even becoming number two on SA radio charts. You know, what do you think is so special about this song here in South Africa? You know, can you take us through also the making of the song?
Well, I think what's special about that song is, you know, the groove, you know, just the rhythm of the song, you know, the drums. And I think on top of that, we have such a great lyric, you know, such a loving lyric, such a great message in the song. And the melody, you know, the melody is great. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very sexy kind of song, actually, you know. And like I said before, it was a big surprise to me that that song took off like that. At the time when I recorded that song, I was on Jive Records, and I was working with a guy named Barry Eastman, who's produced everybody, you know, from Billy Ocean to Chaka Khan to Gladys Knight, you know. And Barry is a very prolific writer, and he's been very successful. And he teamed up with a guy named Timmy Allen, who was my co-writer on We've Only Just Begun. And we put the record together there in New York, and no one knew that the record was going to take off like it's taken off here in South Africa.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I like that you spoke about that the fact that it's a groovy and a very sexy song. It definitely describes the taste of South Africans when it comes to music, especially R&B as well. Now, South Africa also has a rich music heritage, you know, and the vibrant music scenes. You know, so far, I know you said you've been here, I think, like four times. What are your impressions of, like, the local music industry, you know, and the talent you've encountered during your visit?
Well, I haven't gotten a chance to check out, you know, a lot of the, you know, the local musicians, but I can say, you know, this weekend coming up, next weekend, the 16th and the 18th, I will be performing using a South African band, and they're great. They're incredible. You know, musicians are great. Singers are incredible. So, you know, we're gonna mix South Africa with a little taste of the United States together, and it's gonna be beautiful.
That definitely sounds beautiful. And I know live performances have always been a special part of your career. You know, so what can South African fans actually expect from your live shows during this tour? Are there any surprises or special moments that you have planned for us?
Well, you know, I like to let it unfold, you know, the way it does. You know, it's like I don't like to, you know, strictly go by a script or anything. You know, I intend to play music that the South African people have, you know, come to love. And I want to be able to, you know, perform it and play it at a level that they can enjoy, because so many times we wait to see artists, you know, and we've gotten to love the music, and then when you see it and, you know, when you hear it in person, sometimes it can be a letdown. But I believe that we're going to be able to give them what they've grown to love listening to the records.
Definitely. That sounds nice. Now, you know, South Africa also has a very diverse and multicultural population. I'm not sure if you've had the chance to explore the local culture, the cuisine or traditions during your visit. Are there any standout experiences or memorable encounters that you'd like to share?
Well, I haven't gotten a chance to experience that yet, but I'm going to be here for the rest of the week, so I'm going to get out and and take advantage of that. Definitely going to, you know, get out and explore the culture, you know, looking forward to, you know, recording it, you know, taking pictures, videos, all that kind of stuff.
That's definitely beautiful. Now, please, indulge me for a bit. You know, the song All For You, here's a scenario. So the song All For You, this is from a listener, Ugutige. They love the song and their partner. They have been enjoying the song so much, but now, they are in a quagmire, if I may put it like that, or in a bit of a fight, you know, and the lady is now threatening to end things, you know. So I'd like to know from you, from your discography, what song would help the guy remedy the situation?
Man, he's in a quagmire right now. So I would say maybe they should listen to I've Been Searching.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And now finally, what message would you like to send to your fans and listeners here in South Africa?
I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for embracing my music. It means so much to me to be able to come over here and get so much love, you know, and so much appreciation. And I love you guys for doing that. And I hope I can get a chance to come here for the next 20 years.
Mr. Glenn Jones, thank you so much. We'll see you in Sun City on the 16th. I think it's the 15th and 16th, right?
16th and 18th
at Sun City. Thank you so much.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
Hopefully you enjoy your stay here in South Africa and cannot wait.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.